One long-running case the police have not been able to crack so far is that of the runaway businessman Viktor Kozhany, who in the 1990s made off with millions of investors' money. But now Czech shareholders have a strong chance of getting back partial compensation. There is a new possibility that the equivalent of around €500 million gained from the sale of Mr. Kozhany's Aspen home in the United States could be transferred to the Czech Republic. Shareholders now have 10 days in which to file a formal request. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Few in the Czech Republic have forgotten the name of Viktor Kozhany, the businessman turned fugitive whose long-defunct Harvard funds once promised the sky to potential investors. During privatization in the Czech Republic in the 1990s, thousands signed their voucher books over to Harvard, confident they would see high returns. It turned out to be little more than fantasy. Instead of taking care of investors, Harvard funds bought shares in companies, stripped assets and transferred money to offshore tax havens. Mr. Kozhany himself, earning the nickname Pirate of Prague, eventually gained Irish citizenship and relocated to the Bahamas, well beyond the reach of the Czech legal system. In July 2010, he, along with a business partner, was sentenced in absentia to 10 years in prison for causing billions of crowns in damages. The rulings were hardly a cause for worry for either man. Both appealed the decision, and the matter will only be decided this autumn by the Prague High Court, more than 2 years later. There is, however, a strong chance that some Czechs at least could see partial compensation. After Mr. Kozhany's extradition from the Bahamas to the U.S. in connection with another highly publicized case was denied earlier this year, U.S. officials contacted their Czech counterparts about funds gained from the sale of Kozhany's Aspen villa. Namely, the money could be transferred to the Czech Republic rather than being returned to its former owner. In this way, Czech shareholders ripped off by the financier in the 1990s could get at least something back. Zdeněk Častoral is the bankruptcy administrator for Harvard Industrial Holdings.
As the firm's bankruptcy administrator, it is my task to see the return of funds that were siphoned off so that they can be properly divided under bankruptcy proceedings. This is a role that my colleagues and I have not only in the Czech Republic, but also in numerous countries abroad. We, of course, followed the U.S. case very closely, and when it failed regarding the Aspen property, we received an invitation to respond, to put forward a legal request for the funds to be frozen so that they could eventually be returned to Harvard Industrial Holdings.
According to Mr. Častoral, there is a strong chance the funds will be returned, doubts over the ownership of the Aspen villa notwithstanding. The mountain chalet, once apparently used by Mr. Kozhany to sign deals, is reportedly in his mother's name. But there is enough evidence, the bankruptcy administrator says, to prove beyond a doubt the Aspen address was his. Mr. Častoral also told Radio Prague that the official request would be put forward within the 10-day limit. Here's what he said.
We got the information and material in advance and were able to prepare the request. We will certainly be able to put it forward by the 10-day deadline or earlier. As for ownership of the villa, this will depend on the court, but we have enough evidence that the property was without a doubt Mr. Kozhany's. It should be possible to ask for the funds to be transferred as compensation.
As for Viktor Kozhany himself, while the British Privy Council rejected his extradition to the U.S., there is still a slim chance a Czech request, dating all the way back to 2005, could one day be successful. The conventional wisdom is that the U.S. request needed to be decided first. Closer on the Czech request, however, could similarly take years.
Thank you, Jan Wellinger, for that.